call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been posted on the bulletin board Borough Hall and published in the Star Gazette, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. All please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Weaver?
Here.
Dool?
Here.
Flood?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Egan?
Here.
Boyd?
Here.
Okay, before we get started here, for those of you who don't know, our tax assessor, Tom, passed away this past week. I don't know if all of you saw the emails, but the services were this evening.
We just
found out about that today. I did take the time to visit the funeral home website and leave condolences on behalf of the entire borough of Washington. With that joyous note, we will go on to our council appearance with Chief McDonald.
Okay. Thank you.
I give you a report that reflects our activity in the borough since the shared services agreement began in August of 2009. I'll go through this and then answer any questions the public may have.
Do you have questions, public?
It's
not yet.
Yeah, it's one of those nights with the rain. Mm. Just looking it over, 950 criminal investigations, August 2009 through July 2010, as compared to 834, August 2010 through July 2011, a decrease of 116. Criminal arrests, 329, compared to 324, minus 5. Motor vehicle accidents, 207. Compared to 153 minus 54, and motor vehicle summonses 1845 up to 1974 for an increase of 129. So we've been very busy in the borough. Overall, I have absolutely no complaints about the way the department's functioning at this time. I think the shared services agreement is going along well. Very happy with the performance of all the guys. Don't hear a lot of complaints. So, of course, I haven't been here in a while, so
right. Everybody is right. Not shown up.
So if you have any, I'd like to hear them. I do keep in pretty close contact with Mr. Phelan, and usually he lets me know if there's any issues that we need to address, and we try to address them as quickly as possible.
Some of the ones that I've heard, Chief, when I go to the bid meetings, the parking in the front part of that parking lot, the new parking lot where the two-hour
right.
parking is, I understand one of your officers was there within the last week or 10 days or so and did some ticketing, and it helped. They naturally would love to see an officer in there every day.
We'll do the best we can. We actually passed an ordinance to hire someone.
Yeah.
We were hoping to get one of the crossing guards or someone to actually act as a parking enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have been a very short-lived position because I think it's the same offenders parking there all the time.
Yeah.
Once it starts costing them a little bit of money, they're going to move their cars and not park there again. Unfortunately, we couldn't find anyone to take the job.
Right.
So I have instructed the officers to go through there as much as possible.
Right.
It would really help a lot, though, and I brought this up at one of the bid meetings. If one of the business owners observes a car there for more than 2 hours, we'll come and issue a summons, but they may have to appear in court to testify. One of the issues that we have, if I see a car there at 10 o'clock and I go back at noon and it's still there, I can issue a summons saying it was there for 2 hours. If that person appears in court and says, I ran down to Peaburg for a half hour, 45 minutes in between, I can't prove that he didn't. The business owner observes the vehicle there for the full 2 hours.
Are you still advertising for this temporary enforcement person? Are you still looking for this temporary
yes.
enforcement person? So,
yes.
So good. This ongoing
yes,
search.
Absolutely.
Is that person going to maybe possibly do the tire marking at all?
Probably could,
yeah. Yeah, because that's a good, effective, you know,
yeah.
way to get
And I'm thinking that the fines would actually offset the cost of the parking
yeah.
enforcement officer. And
because I'm sure, as you said, though, it's mostly, well, maybe you didn't mention it, but I'm sure it's probably mostly tenants in those buildings.
Exactly.
And so they will eventually get tired of paying. So.
Now, in the winter months, it'll make our job a lot easier, especially during, once it snows. Because obviously, if a car has snow on it, and it's there for 2 hours and the snow's still on it, well, that's good enough.
Do you have an officer who walks downtown at all?
As much as possible, yes. Several of the officers do that during the day and at night.
Okay. Not that I heard a complaint about it, but
yeah.
I haven't seen them.
In
Maybe
fact,
they're pretty close.
I just passed Roger Dahl the other day doing his rounds. So, yeah, a lot of the guys like to do that.
Yeah, I can attest to the early morning. I leave the helm about 2:45, and you normally see a police officer either with a searchlight or walking.
Yeah, they'll check doors and things of that nature.
They drive through, yeah.
I often see them around the roads and everything. Some of the complaints that we've also heard from the audience is the standard ones, like you heard last year, I never see a cop on my street anymore.
Officers are instructed to at least, each officer is instructed to at least hit every street during their shift, if that's possible. I mean, some nights you're just running from call to call, but they are instructed, and supervisors do a pretty good job of making sure. So you might not see them, and again, unless you're sitting by your window 24/7, you might not. But we try to hit every single street during the course of the patrol. So.
Motor vehicle summonses with the increase, do you know what types of summonses you're giving out more than anything else? I mean, are we speeding, parking?
I could get you those statistics.
Okay, nothing off the top of your head
that
you could speak to.
I mean, these do reflect, they do reflect a lot of parking ordinance summonses.
Okay.
The all-night parking.
And have you had a lot of drug arrests?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually have an officer assigned right now to the narcotics unit temporarily, which encourages them to put a lot more emphasis on Washington Borough, Washington Township. Washington Borough has some issues with that, and they're being addressed. Many of the arrests that we've had over the course of the past 2 years have been drug-related, a large number of them.
Have there been gang-related or not?
We've made arrests where people have gang affiliations. Do we see a major issue with that right now? No, but gangs are getting much better. It's not like it was 10 or 15 years ago where they're all running around wearing colors.
Right.
You know, they're very good at concealing their affiliation, too. So, I mean, are a lot of the drug arrests gang-related? Some are. Are the problems gang-related? I'm sure some are.
So. And there's, I'm sure, joint county you work with at Task Force
Yes.
or whatever.
Whenever we have someone that we can tie to a gang, you know, we take photos of them, they're put into a book, and we share that information with other agencies. Agencies just recently went to what's called the CODI system. So what happens now, if I deal with John Smith in Washington Township, and 3 weeks later Hackettstown deals with John Smith, as soon as they enter his name into the computer, it pops up that we had an issue with him. So the information sharing now throughout the county is going to be greatly enhanced, which will help us a lot.
Yeah.
Do you report any statistics to the newspapers at all?
Depends on what kind of statistics. We report activity to the newspapers, but not statistics.
Because I rarely see it in the papers, if ever, and I was just thinking some of the people might know a little bit more of what goes on with the police department if that was published a little more often.
We actually have a press officer. We do send a lot of I wish the Express was here tonight. In fact, I have a meeting coming up. I have a meeting coming up with Jicky. We were named
Steven.
Sarah. With Sarah. Because we do send a lot of information there that doesn't get published. And then we have the Express calling us and saying, we need more, you know, we need press releases. Well, you're getting them, but somehow something's getting lost in between.
Right.
So I do have a meeting set up with her to address that issue.
And do you send it to the Warren Reporter also?
Yes.
Or is it?
Okay. We send them to the Warren Reporter, the Express, and also, I believe, the
Gazette.
Okay. Maybe the Washington Messenger would like to see that, too.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Any other questions?
I got a couple.
Okay.
Sure. I'm sorry. Budget-wise, yeah, anything not in the budget that you're planning maybe that you need, that you want to make requests for, that is not, you know, wasn't already dealt with?
Are you telling me there's money available?
No, I'm asking you. Right, exactly.
Are you talking about large purchases?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Right. And the other question I had was, is it possible to get a, and I know you only did this printout here, but to do the comparison for the township with the same statistics?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Sorry.
In fact, every month, I send Rich Phelan a monthly report that has Washington Township, Washington Borough, and Oxford on it.
Okay.
And it shows the comparison. But yes, I'll do it for this time period if you'd like.
Yeah.
No problem.
Everything's still good with Oxford? Are they going to stay with you?
Yes.
Okay. For now?
I think so.
Okay.
My understanding was that the state police did give them an offer that they had to refuse.
Okay.
I have two questions. I don't know if you can answer these or not, but one, what kind of dedication as far as officers for the borough? Do you have districts set up? That was the other question. Do you have districts set up, like maybe starting District 1?
Yes.
And they cover the southern part of the borough or township? How does
yes.
that actually work? Like, can you discuss that? Or?
When the sergeant comes in, he'll assign an officer to, there's three districts. He'll assign the officers to the districts.
Okay.
What we do, some of the sergeants like to halfway through the shift.
Right.
Switch the districts.
Right.
But, yes, they all do that. So they all do rotate through the three different jurisdictions.
Okay. So that was a concern. I had a resident concern at the AAF doing, you know, what the response times are. And I explained there the last time we had a robbery, I think it was PNC. They were there, from what I understand, in a minute.
Right.
I think it's certainly come wrong, but that was pretty good. And then they were worried because they had seen a motor vehicle accident. And I've been on several with the fire department that you may have several officers directing traffic and they're afraid that maybe they may not get back in time to what they watch in the world and honestly. So
right.
That was a concern, but I assured them, I think,
pretty
sure the chief under control.
Yeah, our response time, I think, is, in my opinion, of course I'm going to say this anyway, is exceptional.
Right, yeah.
It really is.
Well, I gather that you guys are doing an excellent job.
Because that's something that the lieutenant also keeps
right.
track of. When we look at the daily blotters, you can see what time the call was dispatched
right.
to the officer and his time of arrival.
Right.
And we do keep a close eye on that.
Right. And then the other concern I think Scott mentioned was just being able to see the officers patrol and bring the borough. And I'm sure, like you said, you're in your house, you're probably not going to see them, but I'm sure they're picking all the streets. But that was just another concern.
Is
the
PNC case still open or is it closed?
It's
closed.
Yeah, he ended up, I'm not sure what town, but he robbed a bank in another town. And the surveillance camera there got a much better picture of him than ours did. And his sister, in fact, saw his picture in a paper the next day.
Hmm.
And asked him if he was up to his old tricks again, and she
right.
turned him in, or made him turn himself in. So yeah, he was just sentenced recently.
I just have a quick FYI for the chief. We're looking to install stop signs. I don't know if you need to know the location ahead of time. They haven't been installed yet. It's by Memorial School, Lambert and Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah, little throughway there.
Yes, if you would, because what we probably do then is monitor them for the first couple of weeks, probably give out warnings, and then start enforcing it. Something else that I'm looking into, and I would probably have someone from the company come and make a presentation to the committee, is the cameras on the stoplights. I think that's a great program. I think in the long run, once people start to, I mean, a lot of people complain. They think it's just something to generate revenue. But, I mean, my take on that is don't go through a red light, and you won't be contributing to the town's coffers. And once you realize that those cameras are there, I think it would drastically reduce the number of people running these stoplights.
Absolutely.
So
they just put 122 and 519.
They have them down in Pohatcom.
Yeah.
I think that's the first town
yep.
in the county. But when I was down at the chief's convention, I had an opportunity to meet with representatives from the company, and I really think that would be a good idea.
Is it just one company that makes these, or?
There are a couple that do it. This company, you know, won the bid, so to speak, down in Pohatcom. So, you know, we could have some representatives from other companies also come in. But I just think it's worth
expensive?
Looking into.
Yeah, how is
are they very expensive, the cameras?
They actually cost nothing. They cost the town nothing.
Really?
What they do is, they come in, they install the cameras. Part of the fine goes to
back
pay
to the
for
company.
The cameras. The rest comes to the municipality.
Mm.
So there's no out-of-pocket expenses for the town.
And how many are we allowed to get as a borough? I mean,
as many as you want.
Really?
what they actually do, the company actually comes and they'll do a study.
Okay, so they'll recommend it.
And they'll make a recommendation to the municipality.
Where would you recommend you think you'd want to put cameras?
31 to 57,
yes,
definitely. I'd like to see one at South Lincoln. I'd also like to see one here at Belvedere Avenue. You know, there's at least There's at least those three locations.
How about the bottom of Broad Street?
That.
At 31.
That's a stop sign.
Well, it is, but there should, you know.
I would love to see.
You could get a lot of violators that way.
I'd love to see that become a one-way, to be honest.
Don't stop.
But I don't think that's going to happen. If we could stop people from making a left off of 31 onto there, I think that'd be great. But.
No left turn?
Yeah, that intersection was actually discussed in the meeting here prior to this one with the Department of Transportation, because they're going to be doing the bridge over Shavacon Creek. And some of the fears, everybody's going to be using that road to go around, and being as it's already a high accident area.
Yeah, I guarantee it. I mean, fortunately, most of the accidents there have been minor. We've had a few that were severe accidents, but most of them are minor. But if that were a one-way, it would drastically reduce the number of accidents there.
Well, I think you need to speak with the mayor of the township for that, because that's your property.
Yeah, I know. Well. You know what? You know who it is, actually. It's the state that's been resistant. I mean, we've written several letters to them. I mean, I don't know if some of you remember how long it took us to get a light at Asbury Anderson in 31. I mean, it wasn't until the fatal accident we finally got a light there. So.
That's what it takes.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
When I went to work for Unisys down in Flemington, the same deal. They had been promised to have that light running before the plant opened. 2 years later, after the third fatal accident, they put a light up.
Right. Mm-hmm. So.
And was that a state light?
Yeah.
But we'll keep writing letters and, you know, see what happens.
Okay. Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, I have some personnel questions.
Okay.
Where do you have your account right now? How many officers you have?
28, counting myself.
Okay, 28. And any retirements coming up?
No.
No?
Well, I have my papers in for December 31st, but I'm probably staying. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Lieutenant Hickey will be retiring at the end of this year.
Going to be replaced?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure we stay at least 24.
Let me say I want to replace them. I mean, the bottom line is it's going to be okay. Up to you folks, but yes, okay. I would like to replace them.
Second thing, the parking enforcement officer, that would be an employee of the police department?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, kind of like would that be like the crossing guards, or would that be a Washington Township Police Department?
It'd be like the crossing guards.
Okay, so specifically to the borough, so I mean,
yes, because we have no areas with a parking issue like that. Yeah,
it would actually fall on us, and that position is advertised.
Yes,
right.
That would be a part-time position.
Well, my question on that is, did you talk to the manager about that before it was advertised that we were going to be on the
hook? Yes,
for that? He did.
Yes,
and he said.
Now, let me back up and apologize to you. No, it was not advertised. It was created through an ordinance. And I had a few people in mind that I approached to take it, but no, it wasn't advertised in the paper, no.
I don't have a problem with the parking enforcement officer, but we need to know salary.
Right.
You know, like you guys, if you already did an ordinance, you have a salary range in that, right?
Yes, that's correct.
What's the salary range? Can you top the edge?
No.
That we're going to be on the hook for.
Right.
But it's a part-time position.
Right.
So
and And when I discussed this with the manager, I said that the idea was to keep the salary range to where the summonses would more than pay for the position. Now, I'm not trying to spend your money without telling you.
I wouldn't think that. I just had to ask, Okay, I'm done.
Anything else? Anything from the audience? Chief, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Chief. Thanks for the invitation. Take care, folks.
Thank you.
Bye. Good night.
That's interesting. Okay, moving on, we have a proclamation for Constitution Week. Whereas it is the privilege and duty of the American people to commemorate the 224th anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America with appropriate ceremonies and activities, and whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week, now, therefore, I, Scott McDonald, by virtue of the authority vested in me as the mayor of the borough of Washington in Warren County, New Jersey, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week, and urge all citizens to study the Constitution and reflect on the privilege of being an American with all the rights and responsibilities which that privilege involves. And then we go to correspondence.
Make a motion to receive and file correspondence.
I also have another piece here that Christine gave me. She would like me to announce, please announce that the Washington Area Ministerium is holding an interfaith memorial service this Sunday afternoon on the 10th anniversary of the events of 9/11. We will gather briefly for prayer at the Firehouse Monuments at 4:45 and then walk to the First Presbyterian Church, where the remainder of the service will be held. Is that trading? That's got to be starting. Starting at 5. Of course, everyone in the community is invited to attend. Bill Noel, Pastor, United Methodist Church in Washington. So if we can include that in the correspondence. Okay, any comments on the correspondence?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And I'm thinking we should probably approve the Memorandum of Understanding for the Transitional Aid. Really?
What?
You don't need to approve this?
You don't have to approve it? This is informational, so there's no referral to that.
They changed some of the restrictions.
Yeah, they lessened the restrictions is what it boils down to.
Resolution. The director of the Division of Local Government Services signed this already, as you can see on page 2. They changed some of the restrictions that they've outlined. So this is an FYI.
Yeah, I think I'd still like to approve it, just on a motion so that we have it on record.
Sure, okay. I'll make the motion.
Okay, is there any other discussion on this?
Yeah. So they're saying that we don't have to get approval to hire anybody. They're saying that we don't need their permission to appoint professionals. They're saying that we don't have to. The only thing we got to do is we can't pay out-of-state travel overnight expenses for somebody to elect to get paid. That is.
Well, no, the number one you would still have to do. You still have to, you can't hire somebody.
Yeah, no. There are still those restrictions.
Wait a second. It says here, the division is hereby suspended for provisions and enforcement.
Except for
on personnel matters. Well, what's changed?
Well, I don't think, say, for example, if we go to apply for a grant, we don't have to get their permission for the grant.
We don't have to go down to Trenton. They originally had us going down.
There's probably less oversight on purchasing as well, so.
Yeah.
There's other stuff.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Me.
Any abstentions? Okay, at this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests. Hearing none, I would accept a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, then we have Ordinance 6, 2011 for reintroduction.
Make a motion for the reintroduction of Ordinance 2011.
Okay, is there any discussion on this? Can you have a roll call, please?
Hagan?
Why, yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Saliba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
An ordinance authorizing the sale of surplus land.
Okay, do we have to republish this?
We do. We have to go through the rest of it.
Okay. So we need to approve on first reading?
Yes.
So move.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
No, I'm sorry, we should do a roll call on that. I'm sorry. Some ordinance.
Higgins?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
Slava?
Yes.
Torrance?
Yes.
Public hearing of ordinance 6/2011 will be October 4th, 2011, and advertisement of the public hearing and Star Gazette on September 15th, 2011.
Is there a second on the publication?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that takes us to ordinance 7/2011, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 44A, flood damage prevention. This is first reading, correct?
Correct.
No, I'll make a motion.
Discussion purposes.
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Slava?
Yes.
Torrance?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
An ordinance amending Chapter 44A, flood damage prevention.
Discussion. I know that in the manager's memo on top, he talks about that there are new requirements. But as I read through here, to replace some things that you know, sentences and what's been deleted, what's been added, is that directly from FEMA?
Yeah, that was my question.
Because there are some things in there that I think there should still be in there. Like, if somebody has a camper, I mean, it's talking about movable trailers.
Yeah.
If someone has a camper on their property, it says that, you know, if it's there for 180 days, let me... Yeah, for greater than 180 days, it's deleted. If one plan of management purposes, the term manufactured home. Also includes park trailers, travel trailers, and other small plants on the site for greater than 180 days. What if somebody doesn't use it for a year?
I don't know that anybody has an answer for you.
I don't know why they would do that. If, I mean, there are some things that come up, and especially now in the second round of time, some people can't go camping.
No, I kind of got the impression, though, that it's more where they took it out there, because that section's just a definition, so on... It's a page. It's not a page, unless I'm my staple covering the page. But you see, he removed it there under manufactured home, but on the next page, there's a new definition for recreational vehicle.
Yeah, that's just going to change.
See? It doesn't matter. There is no amount of days. If a person has a camper, it's there, you know?
On the next page, it talks about what? Recreational vehicle?
Yeah.
For manufactured home, is that what you mean?
Well...
Yeah,
let me count the pages. You have your cover letter from Rich. Then the ordinance starts 1, 2, 3. Page 4 at the bottom, page 4 of the ordinance is manufactured home, and that's where you see the deleted with the 180 days.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's deleted out of that definition.
Right.
And then on the next page, 1, 2, 3 down, there's a new definition, recreational vehicle. That was added. You have new manufactured home, park, underneath that, do you see recreational vehicle has been added? A vehicle which is built on a single chassis, whatever, designed
to
be...
That's deleted. That's deleted in the arrow point down there. If you go from that box where it says deleted over there, there's that dotted line that goes down and...
No, the only thing he deleted, no, that's not deleted, that's new. The only thing deleted are the words new mobile home park or mobile home subdivision.
On the page after the one Mrs. Gleba is talking about, there is recreational vehicle. The vehicle which is built on a single chassis, 400 square feet or less, etc.
Whatever's deleted is in the little box in the margin. It's not whatever's on.
Was everything that was underlined was deleted.
No, that's new. See, I think if we had a colored copy, we would see that's new.
Yeah, the sentence that's in that box is. Telling me what's being deleted in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little sign box.
Okay.
But I have the same question. Are all these amendments coming from the state and local government?
Yeah.
Are they the ones telling us what to...
But see, then above that one...
It's federal.
It says delete, there's nothing in the box. So does that mean that whole...
Oh, because it could be just a period.
A period one? Does it look like a period?
Yeah, we'd almost need to call a copy.
The way I think it is that I don't see that... I don't know where that sentence would go. Maybe you're talking about in the box. You own mobile home or park mobile home subdivision, and you feel, I don't know where that would go. In that sense.
I think it would go before recreational vehicle. It's capitalized. Yeah, capitalized, and then there probably goes prior to where recreational, probably went before recreational vehicle. They just took that out at the beginning.
Or a new mobile home.
If you see where the arrow is pointing, if you look at the very top sentence there, new construction, the arrow is actually pointing before the after. So what they did was they probably deleted it, just like it did here. They deleted it before the R in recreation. It was actually before that. It was in capital letter. It was like a heading to that sentence.
But there's nothing that has to do with a recreational vehicle that talks about a mobile home.
I think a mobile home, they're not calling it a mobile home. I think that's that would be considered a manufactured home, according to the way that definition is now. Because it could be transportable.
Yeah, they've separated it out.
Yeah, with or without a permanent foundation when connected to the required utilities. But a manufactured home doesn't include a recreational vehicle, which would be like a camper. I think
what they deleted, though, right?
No,
this is
Let's
this is new.
Rather than Tara Harris, we can get Rich to kind of explain this a little better when the table for the next meeting.
Yeah, because I'm kind of confused.
I think you may know a little more about this than we do, and where things fit in the sentences and all that.
So this is saying our whole municipality is a flood-prone area.
What I'm told here is that we can't table this.
Oh, no.
Because if we do, we run the risk that people who have this insurance could lapse. Now, that doesn't mean we can't get more explanation in between the introduction and the final adoption.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so, too. I'd have him...
We can approve ending.
For the second September meeting, we want to discuss it again, but the introduction at least would have passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe these questions can be
put
to the manager in an email, so you can get your answer even before that.
I don't think it's too many needs to speak to all of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the second to last page, it says fees. Now, we can alter those amounts or no?
I don't believe so.
Now, this came from FEMA. This is the ordinance we need to adopt.
But we can make changes.
No.
We cannot make changes.
Yeah. This is a federal document that, if you wish to contact Senators Menendez or Lautenberg or Congressman Garrett to discuss it, maybe they can make some changes, but we can't.
Well, unusual because it's a borough ordinance. We're still,
It has to be approved or else the borough residents who have flood insurance or who need it will not be able to obtain it.
If anything
could
be changed, it would be the fees.
Our flooding plan, or do we take care of it? We're supposed to have a flood, some type of flood.
Yeah, that was interesting because they mentioned it in here, and that's not available until September 29th, 2000. That's not even available yet. Like, we're passing this, and we don't even have that.
I thought we were supposed to have a flood management plan. That's what the county actually doing it. So far,
I believe you're correct on that. I couldn't swear to it, but I believe you're correct.
So I would like to bounce our flood management plan
because
that's what they want.
Well, obviously, if they don't match, we're going to have to redo
the
flood management.
There's a scientific and engineering report, flood insurance study, Warren County, New Jersey, all jurisdictions, dated September 29th, and then a flood insurance rates map for Warren County, New Jersey, and that's effective September 29th, and the above documents are hereby adopted and declared to be a part of this ordinance, and they're on file at 100 Belvedere Avenue.
Probably the OEM they used to do the flood plan. I don't know if they put it in county.
Well, even if it's a county document, I think you should have a copy of it.
Yeah, we get a copy of that for the next week.
Okay, any other discussion on this? Have a roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Kuhl?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Slater?
Yes.
Public hearing of ordinance 7/2011 will be October 4th, 2011, and an advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on September 15th, 2011.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, our reports. Just have the manager's report.
Make a motion to follow. I'll make a motion to follow. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah. Do we want to move the time to 7? 6:30?
6:30, I think, would be a little early, but I'm okay with 7.
I'm okay with 7.
I'm okay with 7, too.
I like 7:30, but...
7 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Can you make 7, Mr. Torres, or...?
I'll do my best.
Okay. I mean, if there's somebody who can't make it, you know...
Yeah, I mean, I can now, but that may change, but... Yeah.
Okay. Then, would that be a motion, Mr. Higgins? Well, let's see, we have this... Did we accept this first?
No.
Okay. That's not a roll call. All in favor of accepting the manager's report?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Ms. Higgins, would you like to move that the meetings go to 7 o'clock for next year?
No, because we can't do that this year. We can't. Can we? Next year.
This is for 2012.
We can't do that. I mean, we have to, at the beginning of the year, we approve the calendar for...
We do, but you can
direct me
to put it
on the calendar for
next
year, for
real.
Okay. Well,
I mean, if you want to do that, then...
Okay.
Sure.
Make
that motion.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yeah, I'll be opposed. Why not?
Any abstention? We have no committee reports, unless there's somebody who wants to make one this evening. Have no old business, so we have new business. Resolution 144, 2011.
Resolution 144, 2011.
Second.
Is there any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Can I just point out to what this is? This is
sure.
A resolution in support of the Senate Resolution 237. What it has to do with is September 11th, and it talks about in here, I can't remember the comments right off my head.
1 p.m., a moment of silence.
They want a moment of silence. They want
1 o'clock.
1.
1
yeah,
o'clock in the afternoon.
1 o'clock, but they want everybody to stop doing what they're doing. Just thought
everybody liked
about
that.
Recently, I received a letter from the County of Warren asking if I would be willing to go into the Morris Canal Committee or my representative. I spoke with Councilman Jewell, and he said that he would be interested in doing so. So I would like to have Council's approval to have him represent the Borough of Washington on the Morris Canal Committee.
Well, we'll make the motion.
Thank you, sir.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
Yeah, I just have a few words. Those of you who don't know the history of Morris Canal, I'm a big history buff. I love it, so I'll talk about it. Mayor Cushing. It was in operation from about 1820 to about 1920. It was an engineering feat of the day, 23 locks, and had 23 inclined planes. What an inclined plane actually is, a small rail bed that actually pulls the canal borders up into the lock so that it can actually go into the lock, fill up the water, and then go on its way down the canal. So, and it ran from Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and presently you can actually see the old archway between the Free Bridge in Easton and the rail bridges to the south. You can still see the archways. And around New Jersey City at one point, so it's a pretty historic feat, and I'm happy to be part of that committee.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have two bingo licenses, two bingo licenses, one from the Knights of Columbus.
And we do it. Do them both together? I mean, they're both St. Joe's, right?
Yeah.
And St. Joe's. I'll make a motion to do both bingo licenses. So one for the Knights of Columbus, the other for the
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? Everything's in order?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I will abstain.
Okay. Resolution 150, 2011.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion on this? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Reva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
151, 2011.
I'll make the motion, Resolution 151.
And I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to ask, is this a true grant, low-interest grant, matching grant?
There is, this is something that, by the direction of council, will be done for whatever the grant amount is. If the grant amount does not meet that, we will not accept the grant and not do the work.
So you're saying if we get $150,000 for the grant, we're only going to do $150,000 worth of work?
I believe that's basically what it would cost to do that street.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got the impression from his letter that there was no match, that this was...
Yeah.
Right, so my question is, do we have an engineering study on that?
Well, the email went to the street committee, I hate to say it, so I'm not sure.
Do we know that?
I was under the impression we had a study of every street that needed to be done in the borough.
I think that just graded them, ranked them as to worst to best.
What was necessary?
You're talking about the street survey?
Yeah.
That was done in 2008.
Okay.
Okay, so we're still using that document as current.
I don't know what needs to be done on the street.
And if we're going to ask the state for $150,000 in a grant, don't we have to tell them what we're doing?
I believe that would be in the grant document, and I think it's just a repaving, if I remember correctly.
Of Green Street?
Yes.
Well, I don't even remember that email. You do.
Yeah, it went to the streets committee. I was just copied on it.
Yeah.
Well,
I tell you. I apologize. I'm ignorant on this.
Yeah, me too. I'm not on the email.
Because I don't know what the pedestrian walkway improvements were either.
Yeah.
Pedestrian walkway, I guess, would be a sidewalk.
Well, yeah, curbing from the DOT upgrades to the...
For that street. It's all, the whole thing is Green Street.
Right.
Oh, I hate to say, I don't even know what Green Street is.
That's the last street on the right in the borough going up Bellevue Avenue.
Oh, okay.
It's a dead end, right?
Yeah.
Dead end with Davis comes, it goes Green Street and then Davis.
Yeah, see, I don't know why this street was, my question was, why was this project picked?
Yeah.
As compared to like that Vanetta, I have a real problem with that street. Why we don't do anything with that?
Mostly because I think we could do this within the constraints of the grant.
Third Street.
Grant money that's available.
I understand where this is coming from at all. I don't know if we're putting the cart before the horse here. There needs to be some technical aspects of what's going to be done in there. I would assume that the engineer is going to have to write that down and do the legwork. We haven't gotten
scope of service for that grant. How much is it going to cost for the engineer to fill out the grant?
It's just for the application on this resolution.
Yeah, but it costs the engineer. You'd be surprised. Some of those.
I would say probably.
About $1,500.
I think more than that.
To fill out the grant.
How much?
About $1,500.
I don't know.
$1,500.
But I had
$1,000. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's just a question that I have. That if there needs to be detailed, in-depth, like the streetscape that was planned out what was going to be done. I don't know if you can say, hey, why don't you throw us some dollars here, and we'll see what we can get done with it.
Is anybody familiar with that street, really, that really knows what needs to be done?
No. When we had the opportunity to receive a grant for Beethoven Ave, I went up there and looked at it, and it was a safety issue. But, I mean, again, I was redundant. I apologize on this one. I don't remember this one at all.
And this is a while back anyway.
We had discussion, I think, at a meeting when Andrew was here. And I think that's the
probably.
I mean, is there a deadline when the application has to be in?
I don't know. I have to pull the email. I think that, I don't have the answer to this. I have to look at the email from the state committee.
He sent it last week, I think.
Could be a year.
I think it was last week.
Can we do it on break and then you could come back and we could maybe?
If that's fine, we can do it again. I can't remember.
Can I make a motion for a 5-minute break then?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Especially does my network vote on it. We'll start up again. We have the email. Does this answer any questions or no?
No. It doesn't answer whether or not the engineer and the fee are included in that $150,000.
Did you
see? And where did the estimate come from?
Well, the engineer did the estimate.
Well, I can sit down and go with it. Well, you know, that car right there should cost about $1,500.
Yeah, so normally what we were seeing is Andrew's letterhead, and he maps it all out, and then, 15% contingency. That's what we're looking for.
What's this email say exactly?
Like, something maybe not as expected.
Well, what it says, in keeping with council's directive to seek funds for road improvements, we will be applying for a grant from the DOT for road drainage work on Green Street. Based on the engineer's estimates, in this instance, this is the only street in the borough that would meet DOT grant requirements, and if awarded, the maximum amount of $150,000 would be fully funded by the state at no cost to the borough. Any other road project would require a cash match by the borough. This would be the same process that we used when we applied for funding for Beethoven Avenue.
Okay, my question to you there, Mr.
Thank
Mayor,
you.
Is why would any other road require a cash match?
Because of the amount of work done to it, which would exceed the $150,000?
Is that the fact, or is that a guess?
That's my opinion right now.
Okay.
Is the grant specific to drainage?
Road work.
The money available? Because it mentioned specifically drainage.
Yeah, road / drainage work.
Well, we'll have to check out that street.
Well, we have a motion on this. Let's have, since it involves money, let's have a roll call on this.
What's the motion?
The motion is to approve Resolution 151-2011.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, I withdraw my motion.
Oh.
And table, and I would make a new motion if
pending clarification.
I'm sorry? Who made the motion?
I'll remove the motion as well if it's tabled until we get more information in the street committee.
Okay. And you remove your second, Mr. Torres?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Very good.
Sorry. Then I guess we'll put this on the next meeting's agenda. Vouchers.
I'll make a motion that we pay the vouchers.
Second.
Any discussion?
Any discussion?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first. Sheet 6. We haven't got a response as to if cats are not required to be leashed, why they are picking them up. There are a number of cats that have been picked up.
Quite a number.
Yeah, that's what we were going. The ordinance does not require us, doesn't mention cats at all.
Okay, and the ordinance doesn't require that, but we were going to find out why
right.
They were being picked up.
Right.
Well, we license cats in the borough, so if we have an unlicensed cat, they pick them up just like they do dogs.
How do they know they're from the borough?
It's in the borough.
We don't. We would pick up a dog that's not a borough dog either. If it's in the borough, we would pick it up and see if it.
So this could be a visiting cat.
It could be a visiting
cat.
A visiting dog.
vacation or something, and we had...
The last one, you can see, was, they picked it up because it was...
Because of health issues, right?
Exactly, so...
But they're all unlicensed, working?
I can't say that they were all unlicensed, but...
That's what we're supposed to...
They're probably all a nuisance to someone.
Right, they were picked up, if they had a license, the owner would have been...
Charged, contacted.
If not, I think they wait so many days, and...
It must be long, it's 24, that's pretty...
Then they...
They're euthanized.
Sure.
Couldn't say it, could you?
No, that's okay.
Okay, well, again, I'm just questioning...
I can talk to Betty about that, but I can tell you, being the animal licensing officer, that they will pick them up if there's no tag on the cat or the dog.
And I have a question on that same particular bunch of vouchers. That there's one for $113. Why is one more? I can understand one, the Dead Elms, $10.
Because
there
was two.
Oh, it says two. Okay, got it. Thank you. Good.
Anything else?
It's not a question. I'm just the codification, Christine. Like I was talking briefly with the council. So when's that going to be completed? The stuff I'm working on, we can't get that in this year, right?
We can't get that in this year. I have enough money to include whatever we adopt this year, 2011, in the new codification. But I think that will have to be done in
next year's
2012
budget.
All right.
So when is this expected to be done?
I just received the administrative review today, and that's a packet like this. It goes through all of the legislation that they're adding.
Right.
Some recommendations. They ask me questions. I fill it out. They, at that point, when I give them the go-ahead, they start publication.
Okay. So will we all get a new book then?
Correct.
Okay.
I have a question regarding that as well. And then are there updates that they do send as we revise ordinance? And then quarterly, do they send us pages to insert like a service?
No, this is done yearly. And every year, this costs...
So they do a yearly service update, basically.
We pay for that yearly
Right,
service. But we haven't done this in a couple of years.
I understand that, but okay.
$7,000.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Any other questions?
So when do you think we'll have the new book?
My guess is end of October.
End of October? Okay, yeah, because that's going to help me then. We might as well look at that new book before we...
It'll be much easier.
Yeah. Okay. So we're not going to meet them.
Any other questions on the vouchers?
I'll lead up on the same page.
Yeah.
Very common. Internet page is web for the library. I don't know, Janine, maybe you know more about it. The Comcast grant, doesn't think whether it's Comcast or Verizon, just says telecommunications.
Which page?
Page 10, right on top. Internet page is web for the library.
They're still using Verizon.
Okay.
Comcast
okay.
has not installed anything yet.
Okay. I didn't know if it was Verizon or not, but it's just a telecommunications.
You know what that, yeah, but that's different. That was, this is their web hosting. Is that I think it's their own website.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Because the library has their own website. That's what I think that's...
You're right. Okay.
That's for Green Street.
Talking about the very first one there, construction environmental. I know from that of the ordinance 5-2008, the parking lot ordinance. Look at the date. How long are we going to do an environmental study of that, or environmental oversight of that?
There could have been a report they had filed. I can find that out for
you. If you would, please.
Yes, from 2008, huh?
Well, that's when your business was open. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there could be $15,000 left in there, and these bills are getting charged against there, so, you know, a $400 bill brings down to $14,600.
Mm-hmm. It's still there, so next year if we get one for $600, and it's billed against that, now it's $14,000. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the environmental, there are how many wells? Eight wells on that? Nine wells?
Is it funding up?
Yeah.
no. We got a no further action letter on that parking lot.
That's right. But we did have a number of wells in there that had to be monitored for a while, correct?
I think there's three. No. I think it's $1,800 a year for like that. Every 2 years for 10 years, for 5 years, it's like $2,000 or something like that that an environmental report has to be done. This is talking about oversight on the parking lot. It's not talking about the well.
Yeah, that's what I, but that's how I thought environmental oversight was. It was the monitoring of the wells that were there.
No, this is something that he charges $1,800 that has to be, you know, $2,000 or something like that.
Okay, so.
And that
we'll get that answer.
Pardon me?
So we'll get that answer.
Okay. That sounds good to me, Mr. Mayor. Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I have something. I guess maybe Christine maybe can help answer this. The manager's not here. But on page 7 as well as page 10, there's welding charges for vehicle repairs. But I had thought that our road department is very capable of doing our own welding. We no longer have that capability, and we have to farm this out. Because it's kind of expensive, some of these.
I had no idea that they could weld down at the garage.
Because it's 3,000, Felbig's welding, and Henry Anspach welding is $1,300. This is sweeper repairs.
It's page well, 7 and we'll
7 and on. 7 and 10.
This was something that happened to...
I mean, welding generally is not that expensive. I mean, even... But, so...
It may be welding that was outside of their... equipment range,
yeah,
or
well,
purview or something like that.
I was just
like
curious as to what that was, and of course, imagine not here to ask. So.
Yeah. I know this is something that needs to be done to one of the plows. I can find out more information.
It's also the sweeper on the other page, too.
Yeah, I know.
So.
There was an expensive bill. I remember seeing them. You want me to find out more?
Yeah, if you could. That would be interesting to find out, actually.
Anything else? Have a roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes, we have to accept anything that has to do with the fire department.
Doyle?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Forrest?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes, except everything except for the rescue squad and fire department.
Cleveland?
Yes, except abstaining from finale page 7 and 8.
Okay. Since Mr. Phelan isn't here, we'll look to you for a recap to this evening.
I'll find out more, or pass along to Rich, that we need more information on the flood ordinance and get the flood map for council at the next meeting.
Flood plan.
We will put back on the agenda the resolution for Green Street with more information. I'll find out about the environmental oversight for the municipal parking lot charge from Suburban and the welding bill for the DPW department.
Okay. Council remarks. Mr. Higgins.
I do have some remarks. First, I have a question. And I talked to Christine about this. Are we going to have an executive session tonight?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, we might need one. We might.
Okay.
Depending upon how it's used. Yeah. All right. So, everybody knows the governor, the president signed the that spreads every 21 counties in New Jersey a disaster, and we can see that. Another thing is, I have a question about the lights in the park. Still relatively light out. And the other day I went by about, five lights were on in the park. Went through. I don't know if anybody turns them on or who turns them off. You know what I mean?
There are a few people who can do that through the web. Rich can do that. I believe Des can do that. And I believe there's one other person.
Well, the reason why I say that is because the door was open to where the light switches are, and there was a coach in there. And I'm my question is, are we giving that excuse to coaches for the lights?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
Okay, can we find that out?
Sure.
Yeah. And I know they're gonna, they're supposed to be talking about the ball field light at the next rec meeting.
Okay, good.
Because the rich, they are costing more than what we're getting in fees. The ballpark lights, I'm not, is that the lights?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. And I think it was for soccer practice.
Yeah.
That they were up there for soccer practice. And, you know, it's still light at 5 o'clock.
Right, yeah, those lights shouldn't be going on until about 7.
I don't know if they shut all on at all.
Well, they were being practiced until 8:15, and it's been...
When did they start practicing?
That I don't know. But I do know that they were complaining that they were leaving in the dark. Well, you know, if they paid the charge, they can have the lights turned on.
But if it's not covered, they're not paying at all. And I'm gonna ask for a third meeting in a row, even though I did sound. I want the numbers from the park. I want what the average daily was, you know, concession stand sales, I want the average daily of the people coming, you know, the single day sales to come in, and expenses. What was taken in, what was paid out.
That includes the pool too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Jewell.
Yeah, I'd like to speak first to look into, as a member of the recently, the Morris County Co-op, a future paving project, to see what numbers they could crunch, and relative to what we currently use now. Well, he did. He gave us an estimate, but I didn't see any hard writing on paper. I'd like to see what he's writing. Also, congratulations to the Graphic Squad, 75 years of service, and what's for our flag about December 11th, and those who lost their lives that day. That's all I have.
Mr. Boyle.
All right, Mayor.
Mr. Torres.
Well, I'd just like to say ditto on what Justin had said. Of course, September 11th is coming up, and everybody should definitely hang a flag and, you know, and should certainly do the moment of silence and try to be aware to, you know, and that's pretty much it. And congratulations again to the Rescue Squad for 75 years. Thanks.
Okay. Mrs.
Gleba. Okay. My congratulations also to the Rescue Squad, too. I stopped by, but there wasn't many people when I stopped by. Can you ask Rich to get, at least me, maybe all of council, copies once Stephanie Lewis is done? We paid the voucher tonight for the recalculation of the sewer user fees, if we could get that information. I mean, I'd like to see it. And also, with the executive session, it wasn't on here, so if that could definitely be on the next meeting to do the professional evaluations, because we were supposed to do it at this meeting. So make sure that we have that done. And then just as a reminder, well, there's no one here in the audience, but about the special garbage collection on September 12th, I mean, there's no one here to help.
Maybe you can mention that in the paper. That would be probably a good idea because we are having special pickup.
Yeah, you can just take that.
Thank you.
Anything
else?
No, that's it.
I'd also offer my congratulations to the emergency squad. Meryl Bassani and I both read proclamations. Mrs. Higgins read a resolution, was it, from the legislature?
Yes.
And a, what was it, from the governor that you read?
A letter from the
governor. Congratulating them also. Thank you for the hot dogs. And it looked to be a good time was had by all. And that's all I have.
I need to make a motion to go into executive session for medical personnel.
Okay, that's your motion?
That's my motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?